Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every once in a while on the show, we have to have a serious family talk. This is one of those moments where it might get a little serious, but it's important that we are honest and open about every aspect of our lives. And Kennedy wants to share something with all of us this morning. There's another man leaving her life. And I don't want to joke about it because it's, you know, it's important to you.
It is, but it also, there's funniness within this. It doesn't have to be so serious. Everybody knows I see a shrink, a couple. It takes a village. I'm diagnosed with quite a few things, to include bipolar disorder that I live with every day. And seeing my doctor has been something I've done for the past 5 years. On Tuesdays or Wednesdays, I leave here and I go to get my shrink on.
Yes,
get my
shrink on. Get your shrink on.
I sing my own Missy Elliott song when I leave. And about 3 months ago, I told you guys that he was retiring. And that hit me in a really funny place because I didn't know what to do. I've never had this happen before. I had never really gone to see anyone at this level. And certainly not someone who knows me the way that he knows me for 5 years.
That's a
years.
Long time.
It's a long relationship.
So, yeah, one of the longest ones I've ever had. And
second, get in line, buddy.
That's true. I said one of. That's true, though. So last week I went in for my session. And I, like every session I would be like, so it was today? Are we finding someone new today? Because he was going to find me someone because I wanted to stay where I am because my other doctor is there or my nurse is there. And so he would be like, okay, next week. He just kept putting me off. So I went in for my appointment, and he takes me into a different office. And I'm like, oh, here it is.
Here it comes.
Because we never have met in a different office. And if you don't know me, I have a penchant for sitting in the same place. This makes me happy.
How were you feeling going into the other office?
We did not like it. I expected someone else to be in there waiting for me. Hi, I'm your new shrink.
Is that how that works? I've never had a handoff
like that.
Neither
have I. So I didn't know how these things worked. And I know he knows how I work.
Right.
So perhaps he thought this would be a good way to do it, have the two of us in the room. But there was nobody there.
How do they... Does he get on Craigslist and puts out an ad for you?
No, they have a whole... The place where I go is...
Is there like Tinder for therapists?
No, the place I go has lots and lots of different therapists within it. That's what they do there. So it's not just one guy's office.
Right.
So nobody's there. So I'm like, oh, phew. He goes, it's just, but then it started. So while we're having the session, it's circling in my head. Like, why is he not in his office anymore? Oh my gosh, is he already retired? Oh my gosh, is he fitting in me last time? Anyway, long story short, the 50 minutes comes up and I can just feel 50 minutes when it's up in my head.
Right.
And so I look at him and he looks at me and he goes, so I found you a therapist. And then I just lost it. And he's like, do you want me to come to your next session? Or do you want today to be the day that we part? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, it's your decision. I go, it is not. He's like, I'm putting it all in your hands. I'm like, that is a lie.
I'm like, you can't do that.
Don't you reverse psychologize me, sir. So I just sat there and I looked at him and I go, well, I guess then we should just make this today the last day. And, you know, I've been an unusual patient of his because of what I do for a living, that he didn't listen regularly, but if he was in his car, he...
You can't help it.
He would listen, and I always contended that was a little bit of cheating.
That feels like cheating.
I used to hate it when I was going. The guy said he listened to me, and I was like, I don't want you to listen.
But it's fine. I mean, it's part of who I am, and I think it's part of him getting a better sense of who I am. I don't have to pay for that hour. He's with me if I'm on the air, right?
Is he taking notes, listening to Can't Beat Kennedy?
He's always taking notes. So he kind of looked at me, and I looked at him, and I really didn't know what else to say, and he just said, you know... You've been a unique patient, obviously. And he said, thank you for letting me be a part of your life. And I was not expecting that at all. I never thought about it that way because I know so little about him and he knows so much about me. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he likes to play hockey. I know he's married and what his wife does.
And that is
about it. Yeah. Because that's what you do. You don't share these things. Right. I'm like, I want to be best friends with him now, and obviously that's not going to happen.
Well, actually, you could be now because you're not.
No, I don't think he's going to do that, and here's why. So he just looked at me and he said, you know, thank you for allowing me to be part of your life, for letting me into it. And I looked at him and I said, thank you for saving mine, because I know I wouldn't wouldn't be here in this fashion if you had not come in to my life. And then I looked at him and I said, so can I hug you now? Because I've wanted to hug him for 5 years. After every session, I want to hug him.
Right.
Right.
And he said, you can. And so I go to give him what I want to be, this enormous bear hug of, here's how I feel for 5 years and please don't leave, but I understand why you have to. And he does this real standoff butt out pat on the back.
Like yep. A little one-armed.
Miss Elsie.
And I realized maybe sure. He's just not a hugger, or maybe this was, he knew it's coming and he was just
right.
Like.
Right.
So we walk out the door and he goes, he hands me the name of the woman that he's picked, handpicked for me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you want to go up front and make an appointment? I'm like, no. Nope. I just want to get through, because there's an entrance you go through that you don't have to go back through the waiting room.
Right.
So everyone can see you crying. It's an outside entrance.
Sure.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to that exit. And so I'm just trying to get out with what's left of my dignity to get around the corner, to get down the elevator, to get into my car so that I can cry at Dave and Buster's later. And she turns the corner and she goes, hi. And he goes, this is your new doctor. And I went, what? And I'm holding back like sobs, like a toddler sob.
Right.
And I'm like, how are you? And she goes, I'm like, I don't know how I am right now.
Right.
And she goes, I'm having a lot of feelings. And she goes, well, good, because that's what we do here, is we talk about him.
Love her already.
I love her already. So needless to say, I woke up a couple days later, you know, and realizing that I had not made an appointment and I need to make an appointment because I don't have one for this week. And then I realized I don't remember her name. I don't remember anything because it was all such
of course.
A
you were just, yeah, you so, were so inside your feelings. You weren't thinking about meeting other people.
So, yeah. So now I found the card. So I know her name. So I'll call and make an appointment this week. But I don't even know how to start over. And I know that she gets a lot of information about me from him. And I know
sure.
She'll start at a different place than he did. But I don't want to.
Well, that's a healthy thing, though. The way
it's so
it ended,
good.
It was very healthy
for
you.
No, for sure. And it's important. I don't think you should see the same person for all of your life anyway.
No.
I think you kind of get into a cozy routine, and it shouldn't be like that. You don't want a psychologist who's your friend. You know what I mean?
I ghosted mine. Like, I
know
even,
you did.
I ghosted my therapist. I felt horrible.
Therapy's scary.
For a long time. I mean, I was there for like a year, and then one day I was like, I don't want to go back. And then I never talked to him again. And I'm always worried, like, I'm going to bump into him somewhere.
It wouldn't matter.
I know
part
it
of the process.
I know
it's
that
fine.
They're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to me.
But that's why we go to them.
That's
so
true.
Anyway,
yeah.
So I start, I have a new girlfriend. And so I'm really interested to start with her, but I would be lying if I said it wasn't one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my grown-up life.
My bad. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's what so many of us do. So many of us go see somebody, and it's so important to do those things.
It's very important to go do it. I think we can walk away with that. Is that, you know, a lot of people think there's just stigma with going. And listen, we go to the gym because we want to get our bodies healthy, and there's nothing wrong with going to see a therapist to get our minds healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it's changed me. I'm a different person than I was 5 years ago. I think you guys can attest to that.
Thank you for being so open and honest about it, because I think you help a lot of people that you'll never actually hear or meet in the car listening, but they're out there, and I think you being honest about it helps them.
Mm. Well, I love all of you. Go get your help. Get your shrink on.
Get your shrink on.
Get your shrink on.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.